Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline from Brewers.com, MLB.com, he is Adam McKelvey. Adam, thanks for coming on, buddy.
Yeah, hey, guys. Merry early Christmas.
And yeah, Justin Smoke wasn't that.
Hey, Adam, I'm going to just tell you right now, I'm going to just step out, okay?
Okay.
All right, go ahead, Steve.
That's because I've been off for 3 days, and I kind of got a lot of stuff.
Lord.
I kind of am, and I don't know about you, but I'm anxious to hear your thoughts. I guess I didn't really see this offseason playing out the way it is. I mean, it kind of feels like we're plugging holes and kind of going to slow play this year and kind of anticipate 2 years from now or 3 years from now. And normally when you do that, it's because you're waiting on a Braun to get up through the farm system. He's only a year away. I don't want to spend a lot of money on long-term contracts. My stud's coming. Or Prince Fielder's almost here. I don't want to spend money because my stud's coming. But this farm system isn't all that good. So you're not slow playing, waiting for a couple of big prospects to get up here to come save the day next year or at the end of this year. I guess I'm just really befuddled by what this offseason has really turned into for the Brewers.
I don't know that I'm as surprised. I guess if I'm surprised about anything, it's that it's been so many short-term deals that there haven't been any longer-term contracts yet.
Because the players aren't that good that they're getting, so you're taking short-term deals, and you're hoping you catch lightning in a bottle on a couple of these guys.
Well, I don't know that I would say that. The analysis, someone did the math this morning, and WAR is the a metric that's used now to assign value to players.
Win above replacement is what it stands for.
Yeah, and basically they are at right now where they were last year in terms of the value of their players, and they're $25 million less payroll-wise, which leaves David Stearns room to add. I mean, they still need a third baseman. I still think they're going to add pitching. And by breaking things down early in the offseason, he freed the room to spend where he wants to spend. And so far, those have been on short-term, sort of modest deals. But there's still room for a big contract, I think, if you look at the math of the thing. So, again, I this is like broken record, but I don't really think it makes a lot of sense to grade this offseason when the offseason is ongoing. It's like halftime right now. And a lot of people want to say, oh, this is a 78-win team. Well, we're like weeks and weeks away from adding players being over. There's still so many moves to make that I just don't get that rush to judge yet.
To me, you say it's halftime. Well, we haven't scored. I mean, and then that's the problem. You really haven't scored. Now, the shortstop prospect that you got from the Padres, maybe he turns into a stud and comes into his own at the major league level because he really hasn't done it, but hasn't been up here that much yet for the Padres.
Yeah.
So, maybe he turns into what his minor league numbers say, and that's a huge get for the Brewers if that's what happens. But then you look at some of these other guys, Narvaez and Smoke and these guys, and go, okay, hopefully, because you're in that bandbox Miller Park, their home run totals are, 25 to 30 home runs, somewhere around that number, and that helps to make up for some of that power you lost with Moustakas and Grandal. But at the same time, defensively, you lose quite a bit with Narvaez when he's playing catcher on given days. Smoke's not getting any younger. Brett Anderson has had a history of being hurt throughout his career, and you bring him over from the Oakland A's and put him into that rotation. I don't know, man. The last couple of years, Adam, felt like to me like they're competing for a championship. They're trying to win this thing. And this offseason feels like they're waiting on something. And I don't know what they're waiting on, but that's kind of what it feels like.
But again, I think that's why it's worth sort of letting the thing play out before, judging what this team is before it's done being built. Because I think there is, again, some of those surprise moves, like letting go Eric Thames. The extent of their non-tenders. Junior Guerra, for example, was not a player I saw being non-tendered. They went further in some of those they went further in the breakdown than I think a lot of us anticipated, but it was to build flexibility in order to sort of claim value where you can find it. And that's been the problem with his offseason, is that David Stearns has made a bunch of value signings, and he hasn't made a Christian Yelich trade. There's nobody that, you know, they trade for that you can say, like, make your eyes wide. But I feel like he's had a long enough history here of making these trades or signings that everybody sort of shakes their head and wrinkles their nose at, and then it turns into something really good. And I think about, you know, the trade deadline last year. I came on with you guys and tried to talk to the extent I could about what they saw in Jordan Lyles, and then a few days later, what they saw in Drew Pomerantz, et cetera. And it was pretty, you know, the response to that was pretty dire.
I wasn't very happy, no.
No, nobody was. Nobody was. And look, nobody could see Drew Pomerantz coming the way he did. Well, I guess somebody did, because the Brewers made a pretty significant trade for him. So give some credit. But I think that, you know, he has David Stearns has underwhelmed the fans for a couple of years with the moves that he's made. And then the team has kind of overperformed expectations for a couple of years now. And I don't know. I just think that it's worthwhile to sort of try to the extent that we can to kind of sit back and watch it play out before rushing to judgment. So, for example, I think Omar Narvaez is being very undervalued here. I don't think people here really even know that name yet. That's a pretty intriguing catching prospect. Now, look, there's work to do, especially defensively.
Oh, it was worse in pitch framing 2 years ago.
Yeah, but I mean, you're talking about a developing catcher there. Jonathan Lucroy, Randy Wolf wouldn't throw to Jonathan Lucroy.
Yep.
And look what Jonathan Lucroy became. He became one of the most valuable players really in the history of this franchise when you really sit down and look at the numbers. So you got to give players some room to develop. And in terms of some of the older players they've got, they are banking on upside, and not all of those players are going to hit. But if you sign Brett Anderson and Josh Lindblom and Justin Smoke and Eric Sogard, and you get a couple of those guys to hit, you can have a nice team around Christian Yelich and Ryan Braun and Keston Hira. And that's, I think, what this offseason has been about, is they're making a lot of sort of volume of moves, and they've not made that big splashy move yet, but they see value in all these players. And again, the key is they're not done building yet.
Talking with Adam McKelvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com here on the Wendy's Big Show.
So, Adam, I guess to maybe sum it up, you're preaching patience to the Brewer fans.
It's not for me to say how people should look at their team that they spend money on and invest in.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to sit here. I've really in-season moves, just the transactions that David Stearns has made. And I think of how many times a trade's happened, and in the couple of hours after the trade, there's really not a lot of excitement about that move. And then you sit back months later and look back on it, and you kind of look like, dang, that was a pretty good move. And I think that there has been a hell of a lot more of those types of transactions than of the ones that have blown up. And no, they're not perfect. No GM is perfect. And again, some of these moves are not going to work. And, you know, on paper, is this team as good right now as it was last year?
No.
When you had Diaz Moneta, Grandal, and Mike Moustakas?
No.
I think the answer to that is no. Fair to say. But again, that's why I would say, like, let's see what else they have in store. For example, third base. They've got to fill third base.
So who's out there at third base then, Adam, by chance?
Well, you know, the free agents start with Josh Donaldson. And, well, you know.
Steve, you like Josh Donaldson?
Sure, but I'm not getting my hopes up after what I've seen so far. But
yeah,
again, if you go back to third base, right, and you're asking, okay, who is out there?
Yeah.
If they wanted a deal and catch lightning in a bottle on another guy, Miguel Franco was sitting there. He just signed for like $3 million with the Royals for 1 year. That was bargain basement. Even if he doesn't work out and he's a backup power bat off the bench, that's somewhat justifiable for only $3
million. They didn't do that, Steve.
No, that was a guy that I had circled on my list all winter long.
Right.
And it seems to me like he rakes at Miller Park too.
I sure does.
Like
oh yeah,
his name tons of times where he's gotten.
But they didn't do that though, Adam. So now where you go, Steve?
So you know, the name I keep coming up, and it's not like I don't know if they're going to acquire Jake Lamb of the Diamondbacks, mm-hmm. but a player like Jake Lamb makes sense to me.
Who's a like Jake Lamb player, Steve?
A guy who's had success in the major leagues, coming off a down year, was rumored to be like a potential non-tender. He didn't get non-tender. They hung on to him, but you know, a player that the Diamondbacks might lose. And I think there are players like that.
Kyle Seager. Seager's another one.
That's a great name. That's also come up. And I think at first base, a name like that was Brandon Belt. I thought Brandon Belt was a guy, if they wanted to, they were willing to take on that money. That was a guy, Giants in transition, a Brandon Belt-type guy could be moved. Well, now it looks like they went a different route for a lot less money and Smoke for $5 million and pair him with Ryan Braun. And come up with, you know, Smoke's a switch hitter, but he's much better as a left-hander. So I anticipate he'll play a lot of first base, and then Braun will get his at-bats here and there when the matchup makes sense.
So that's my question about Braun.
My point is that there are players all over the game like that are available. And, you know, in Lamb and Seager, those are kind of two of the ones that have been rumored a little bit. But, again, David Stearns has this history of making trades for players that you didn't even – you know, who thought Luis – well – that's a bad example. Who thought Eric Lauer, for example, was going to get traded? I don't think many people had the Padres trading from the staff of young starting pitchers. He makes trades that are a little bit more under the radar. And, again, when we talk to him at the winter meetings, we ask the same questions you guys are asking me and you guys are talking about, where players go off the board and it feels like the options are really getting tight and really getting limited. If it's not Josh Donaldson – you know, after that, it doesn't look very good. But then you ask David Stearns about it, and he seems pretty content about the list of players that they have targeted in terms of free agents or trades. That he did look. Maybe it's posturing. I'm sure that some of it involved. A GM is not going to come out and say, "Oh my God, I'm panicking about third base." But he sure seemed pretty cool about having plenty of options that they like out there.
I wish you could see Steve's face right now, Adam. I wish you were in studio. I don't think he's buying what you're saying.
No, I buy what he's saying. I'm not questioning Adam McKelvey at all.
What are you questioning?
There's lots of options. Sure there are. If the options are that of Justin Smoke, yeah, you can find a lot of guys, middle-of-the-road guys, to come play third base, I'm sure, through trade or whatever
else. So, Steve, what do you want in a perfect world? What do you want? What do you want?
I wanted impact players on this roster. That's what I wanted. I wanted big one-year deals. If that's what you were going to do and say, we don't want long-term money, fine, then go do the big one-year deal to get pitcher X or player X in order to get that done. And Donaldson, based on everything I've read, he wants some like 3 or 4 year deal, and he's old already. There's no way the Brewers are doing that.
And that is one of the sort of complicating factors, is maybe that was really, if David Stearns had kind of mapped out what he hoped the offseason would look like, the day after the wild card game, maybe that was on the list. You know, deals like the one they got Moustakas, like they got Yaz.
All right.
1 year, big money deal, because the market wasn't rewarding veteran players on multi-year contracts. Well, this market's just proceeded differently, where all of a sudden, for a bunch of different reasons, teams are really spending again. So it looks like the opportunities to get Josh Donaldson on a one-year deal, it doesn't exist this winter. And that is a complicating factor. And I don't know if David Stearns would publicly answer whether that screwed up his plans from what he hoped this offseason would go. I, at this point, as it's happening, I don't think it's in his interest to really answer that truthfully.
Agreed.
But that's one thing. Hopefully, when it's all said and done, I'm hoping to go back and sort of see if he'll talk about that a little bit. The market really changed this season compared to the last couple of winters, and it's definitely more in favor of players. I mean, players are getting those multi-year deals, and teams are making those commitments. And that hurts a team like the Brewers that probably was benefiting from the way it was happening for a couple of years.
It just happens to be around the same time the labor agreement needs to be redone.
Well, and, you know, the other thing that I've heard talked about is, think about how many GMs around the game are sort of on the hot seat right now. There's teams kind of facing pressure to win, and that maybe is influencing some spending. You know, did you see the Arizona Diamondbacks signing Madison Bumgarner?
Nope. Yeah.
I don't know that I saw that one.
Well, no, I didn't see that. No.
So teams that maybe you didn't think were going to be in it in that market are, And that's driving up prices for everybody. And surely it's impacting the Brewers.
You pay all that money for Zach Greinke. You don't learn your lesson. And then you go back and just do it all over again. Yeah. Madison Bumgarner. Right, that is amazing to me. Hey, Adam, thanks so much for coming on, dude. I appreciate it. Have a good holidays.
You guys too. Let's talk again at the end of January.
Let me ask you this. I lie. We're not going to let you go. Do you think they will get an impact player that has a proven track record before the end of January?
Well, look, I mean, I think they would say that they have gotten some of those guys. I think they value maybe the players that they've acquired more highly than you do. So I will
or
say,
others.
I will actually say yes to that question.
And I mean impact player, like, you know, a guy where everybody's going to be like, dude, that's a great signing. Way to go, Brewers. Yeah. Actual majority positive reaction on Adam McKelvey's Twitter account versus what you probably normally are getting.
Oh, boy, well, now that's a different question. I don't know if that's humanly possible. I will actually, though, say yes to that question.
Right.
I think there is enough. I think they have enough flexibility to make some sort of splashy move that you don't think they're going to make. And that is going to excite people.
Well, that would be
good.
I think
the answer to that is yes.
Before they're on a deck event would be the perfect timing for that, like always. Adam, thank you so much.
Yep, sounds good. See you guys.
Here he is, Adam McKelvey on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
Steve, we're going to talk about the history of the Pfister. Five-star experiences for more than 125 years. Guys, just walking into the lobby, your jaw will drop. Want to see great Milwaukee City views? Well, check out Blue, the hotel's cocktail lounge on the 23rd floor. Or maybe relaxing in a spa is more your style. They have an award-winning well spa and salon, too. Experience the Midwest Condé Nast Traveler's Readers top choice and experience the wonder of the Pfister at thepfisterhotel.com. But wait, I got more. Right next door to the Pfister, the award-winning Mason Street Grill, a fantastic local joint with wood-fired dishes, delicious steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and live music. Literally, some of the best steak, guys, you will ever have. Whether you want to enjoy the vibrant bar, bustling dining room, or elegant private spaces, experience the best of the area, fresh cuisine, expert service, and unmatched atmosphere. Reserve your table today, folks, at MasonStreetGrill.com. Two fabulous places right here in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. The Pfister Hotel, restaurant, and bar. And next door, the Mason Street Grill.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.